Recently, I sat down with Lundiwe Ngcobo from Andimahle Building Events and Ronnie Mabatsane, the ABSA Managing Executive for KZN and Mpumalanga. We chatted about how ABSA is helping entrepreneurs reach their goals.
I have a good relationship with ABSA. It started many years ago when I opened the business. They assisted me with funds whenever I need them. They also assisted me with knowing what am I entitled for as a businesswoman.
Events management, it's a very tricky industry if you don't understand it. With Lundiwe telling us what the industry is doing, it made life easy for us to go with her.
Brought to you by ABSA Business Banking, the banking partner that's committed to delivering streamlined business banking excellence. So I sat down with another inspiring woman this week, a woman who has played a role in various startup businesses. She struggled with finance, and finally ABSA was the bank who believed in her.
This interview is proudly brought to you by ABSA Business Banking, the banking partner that's committed to delivering streamlined business banking excellence. When it comes to running a business, you need a banking partner that's committed to your success. Say yes and tie the knot with ABSA's business accounts. Fall in love with our flexible lending solutions and merchant devices. Partner with our banking app 24/7 and feel safer with our insurance products. For benefits that support you, call ABSA Business Banking on 0800-227592 or open an account online. T's and C's apply. ABSA is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.
We have a very interesting scenario today. Hello, Mbali.
Hello.
Ronnie Mbatsane from ABSA brought you in because you're very, very interesting, because a lot of people we've been talking to have a story to tell with their relationship with ABSA. Take me back to the first story.
Okay, I come from a travel industry background. I started SA, then in 2007 I left SA. I moved over to the construction industry.
Wow, that's a huge leap. How do you go from SA to construction?
I just wanted to do something different. So with most of the friends that I had, they were in the construction industry. So most of them said, maybe you can open a business and we can guide you and we can assist you from there. So that's when I started and I opened a business. Obviously, when you get a tender, you would end up maybe struggling sometimes to get funding because in the beginning, I started with another bank. I struggled for some time. Then when I finally met ABSA, things became easier.
Tell me about that. How did ABSA make your journey easier?
They said to me, if you get any tender, you come to us, give us your letter that you got. We phone the department and we check, and then we take it from there. Then I said, are you sure? Then they said, yes. The next thing, I got the funding.
Okay. So now you could finish the work?
Yes. I could start and finish the work smoothly.
But then, you're not happy with that. You went from SAA to construction and then a third business.
Yes, beauty industry.
How did ABSA get involved in the beauty business? Because I mean, a lot of people sitting there going, hang on, ABSA and beauty, what do they know?
And they assisted me when I bought the license for the franchise that I bought.
Okay.
And they are currently assisting me with the machines, the speed points.
Okay.
Because I'm going to open in December, Temi Teller Nails at Gateway.
I've got Ronnie with us. He's ABSA ME, KZN and Mpumalanga. Ronnie, when Nambali came to you and said she wants to do this, gets involved in the beauty business, so how did you guys react to that?
We don't know beauty and construction. She knows. I think generally as a bank, we look at a jockey and say, can we bank this particular individual? But we've taken a decision as a bank to set up what we call an enterprise development strategy, which funds black entrepreneurs, females that are actually in the construction and also dealing with government. We are very fortunate that we have formed very good relationship with government. We are able to influence payments within a reasonable time so that people like Abombali, they don't suffer with cash flow.
Ronnie, anything you want to add?
No, thank you so much. And we've brought very diverse stories in the show. And I hope that we inspire a lot of women to come into our doors, it's ABSA, and make their dreams and possibilities come to life.
I'm glad. They must hear your story and they must realize that ABSA are there to help entrepreneurs and to help businesswomen throughout South Africa. Thank you, Ronnie, and thank you, Mbali, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ronin Batsane. I'm the managing executive for KwaZulu-Natal in Mpumalanga. I am responsible for the business of Business Bank and Private Bank. Our role in this feature is really to promote our women who are in business. We have selected a handful of women that are going to showcase how APSA has really assisted them in growing their own businesses in the different sectors and areas that they are operating in. We call on our clients to really reach out to us on our 0800-227-592. Go online to our apsa.co.za and search for Instant Business to get more information.
This interview was brought to you by APSA Business Banking. If you're looking for a banking partner that's committed to your success, call 0800-227-592 today.